work on the nefs to measure how much kerosene he has, is Aymalai Midoy Da Atliasmuch. Go measure it yourself. I don't want to be with you. I don't want to smell. Bo lim the mafasmu, if somebody says, come, like Leva, I want to now measure out the perfume. Omulah they say, Hamtumli, at Shem the Rimcha. Wait, I'll help you out. Kadeshin is basmim ani viyata. Then both of us together will smell nice from it. So it's much like if you want to do good, they help you min ha-shamayim. Trashi bo alakech limdoid neft mifnei shereich ha-ro, omulay amoyichem od liyatmecho. If the buyer wants to measure it off, so the seller says, gesundheit, measure it off yourself. Mashenk, when you want to measure off ha-frasimim, then they say, let's do it together. Tona the verb Yishmuel, aveiro mitamtemes libo shalodim. And you do an aveiro, it's fashtofs, it covers up your life. It doesn't let you think, do the right way. It's a fashtops, it covers up, it blocks the leif. Shenamar Pasuk says, V'loi setamu behem. Don't become tam, is going on eating the shrotzim, eating treifus. V'nitam tembom. And you become fashtopt, you become tamei. Is al tikri v'nitam tem, don't mean the loshen tamei, you become tamei. Ela v'nitam tem. It means you'll be fashtopt, you'll be covered up. In other words, that when you do an aveira, it goes inside you, that mamish now, your leif is not thinking the right way, you'll be harder to be a tzaddik now. Tana Rabbonin. The Pasuk says, Al tetamu behem, v'nitam tem bom. Means, Odom metama atzmoimat. If a person eats a little bit treifus, is metamoyim oisoy harbi, milmata, harbi. They should know that in Shemayim, if they see you want to do bad, they're going to let you do a lot of bad. Milmata metama moisoy milmala. If a person does averus here on this world, so they're metam you in Shemayim also. Boy lo mazeh, if you do averus on this world, metama moisoy lelam abo. They even make it bad for you lelam abo. Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Vizkadishtem, Vizim Kadoshim. You should be Kaddish. Odo Mekadish Atzumimat. If a person watches himself a little bit Kadusha, is Mekadishinoisin Harbi. They help you to become a big Kaddish. Milmata Mekadishinoisin Mamala. If you do a little bit Kadusha on Lamata here on this world, they help you out in Shemayim. Berlamazem Mekadishinoisin Lolamabo. If you do a little bit Kadusha on this world, they help you out Lolamabo. Exactly what it means, the two things here, of Mamat and Lamal and Elamazin and Mabol, of course the same thing. That's to mean to say that Mamash help you out right now. Lamat and Lamal means everything you're doing right now, there'll be a help right now from Shemayim. The second thing is that if you go through this world good, when you come upstairs to Elamabol, it'll also be good for you over there. Hadron Lech Omalem Amamuna. So the Mishnah. Torah Bekalfi. Now, when they wanted to make the Gorolas, that was the Mishnah we had before, that the Kohen Gadol went to the bottom, to the Mizrach of the Azorim, and there was the box, the Kalfi was the box, and inside the box was two Gorolas, two lots. Is Torah for you mixed up the Kalfi, mixed up the box. The two Gorolas inside, for Heloshnei Gorolas, and with his two hands, the Kohen Gadol put his two hands into the box, and in each hand he came up with another lottery. Is Echot Kosovol of Lashem, one piece of paper, whatever was made out of wood, we had before, and later on they made it out of gold. So on one it was written the word Lashem. The Echot Kosovol of Lazozel. And the other piece was written Lazozel. Is Haskan Biyaminoi, Ziskan, the second in charge, was on the right side of the Kohen Gadol. For Rosh Beisav Mismurli, the head of the Beisav that day that the Kohanim worked that day is called the Beisav. So the head of that day's Kohanim was on the left side of the Kohen Gadol. Now, Im shel shem ola biminoi, if the girl that had the word Lashem came on the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, is askan oimaloi ishi Kohen Gadol hag bayimincha. Like the skan was very happy and saying, pick up your right hand, you got the word Lashem in your right hand, it's better that way. But the halacha was like this. He used to have the two gerolas in front of him. The Kohen Gadol put his two hands inside the box, take out the two gerolas, and what came out of his right hand went on to the right sawyer. What came out of his left hand went on the left sawyer. So Mashiach was always much better if the right hand that goes in the right one should be Lashem. That Lashem should go in the right one. See if it came out, Taka, that the one that said Lashem was on the right hand. So his gun was very happy and said, pick up your right hand, show everybody, you got the shame. Well, what it's going to be though, the opposite way. Let's say, V'yim shel shem ola b'smerli. Let's say the name Hashem came out in his left hand. Then Resh Beis Av Oymaloi Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagdas Mocha. Hey, the Beis Av, the Rosh Beis Av on his left side also said, pick up your left hand. Now Nosnon Al Shnei Asirim. Now they put the two Gerolos on the two Sirim. The Oymer and he said like this, Lashem Chatas. The one that had the word Lashem on it, so he put it onto that one and said, you should know Lashem Chatas. Rabbi Yishmael Oymer, Lohoy Yisarach Oymer Chatas. You didn't have to say the word Chatas.
because we know it was a series of prechatis. Elo Lashem, you only have to say this is the one that should be Lashem. And the melu, we know it's a chatas Lashem. Once he said the word Hashem, he said Hashem, I'm a parishia. Everybody else used to answer back in Zachov and say, Baruch Shem Kvoy Machusel Olam Vod. Like we had before. Whenever you mentioned Hashem's name in the Beis HaMikdash, they always used to answer back, Baruch Shem. Kishem Hashem Nekru Abogodil Olokeinu. So Rashi says, Torah, the Kalfish Ninu Berek Namalo, the Kalfish Yashem, we learned before that there was this box in the bottom of the Azorah, that the Kohen Gadol mixed it up, and then pulled out the two lotteries. Torah, Pisayim Betrifa Vetrifa, he shaked it up well. The Elish Negerolis. Echad b'min v'echad b'smol, one is right hand, one is left hand. V'asirim oimdim echad b'min v'echad b'smol. He had the two goats in front of him, one on his right side, one on his left side. V'noisen goyrul shayla b'min, l'soya shayimin. Whatever came up on his right hand, he would put on the right goat. And v'enoinim achrov kishamaskva s'ashem, they would answer back, Baruch Shem. Zot Gemara. Lomali Torah v'kalfi. Why do they have to shake up the box? It will just put it down there and not shake it up. We're afraid he knows exactly where each one was, and he'll put his right hand to get the one that says Lashem. Like with more of a cheshivas, it shows we're a bigger Kohen Gadol if the word Lashem came on the right hand. So we didn't want him to be able to take the right one, so we had to shake it up first. Rashi learned lechavin. Rashi shelo yimashmei shlohavin b'mishmushay eizah shalshen v'yitlenu b'yamin lefishu simin yofek kishuwelu b'yamin. It's a nice sign if it comes out on your right hand. So therefore you're supposed to mix it up, because then the Kohen Gadol should not be able to choose automatically that Lashem in his right hand. Omar Rova, Kalfei Shaleitz Hoysa. You should know the box was made out of wood. V'shechol Hoysa. It had no Kedusha. It was regular Chol. V'eino Machzekas Elishtei Yadayim. It was only big enough that the two hands could fit in there. Versus Maskev Lo Ravina. I understand why this box that they chose the lottery from was only big enough to put your two hands in there. Again, we don't want the Kohen Gadol to feel around the pieces of the Ksav like it was written on at one Lashem and one Lazozel. So we'll start moving around his hands over the piece of paper to know which one's Lashem, and Abadav could put that one in his right hand. So we don't want him to be able to feel too much there, so we make a very small box. He could just barely get his two hands in there. Elishel Chol, why does this box have to be Dafka Shachol? It has no Kedusha. Why not? Nikatsha, why can't we give a Kedusha? Let it have a Shem Klisharis. Like we're doing the Dovah Shem Kedusha here, we're choosing now on Yom Kippur the Shnei Sirim. So what's wrong to make it Shal Kedusha? And the Gemara in Cain, heavily Klisharis Shalates. Since it was made out of wood, it's going to come out now, it's going to be a Klisharis made out of wood. And the Klal is, the Klisharis, the eighth lay of Dinah. It's not nice to make a Klisharis out of wood. The simple is made out of wood, therefore we don't give it any Kedusha. Fed Gemara good, of a Veneb to the Kesef. That's no reason why. So make the box out of silver, make a silver box. Invite to make it Kedusha. Veneb to the Zov, make it out of gold, and it'll be Mekadashit. And the Gemara, Torah Chosam Amoyna Shal Yisrael. The Torah said that not to waste your money. So they weren't Mechayiv you to make the golden box or silver box. It was enough just to make a wooden box. And if a wooden box can't have a din of a kli shuris, that's why it had no kedusha. Rashi atay rechosa shenemar v'tzivo hakoyin opinu asabayis. You see, by hilchos neg of abayis, the kohen first tells you empty out anything you have in the house, and then he's matama the bayis, because they're not to ruin the chesim you have in your house. You see, Hashem is chosa not to lose your money. So also Hashem didn't want them to stand waste their money. So the sound I look is not wasting your money. Look, it's when doing l'shem kedusha. But that's a svara that the Torah wasn't mechayev to do more than you have to. Right? Mas nitzin the Mar says the loyki aitana. Our mission is not going at this time. The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Yehuda Roime Mishum Rabbi Leza Haskan O Kohen Gadol Machnisin Yodom Bekalfi. Both of them put the hands inside the box. The Skan and the Kohen Gadol. In Biyaminoi Shal Kohen Gadol Oyla Haskan. If it came out in Biyaminoi Shal Kohen Gadol Oyla. Haskan oimaloi ishi kohen gadol hakba yemincha. V'im b'yemino shosgan oilo, rosh peisav oimaloi kohen gadol, dova milecho. Trashi, v'im b'yemino shosgan oilo, rosh peisav oimaloi kohen gadol, dova milecho, means dova devrecho lashem chatas. You say at least, say out the words lashem chatas.
In other words, both the Kohen Gadol and the Skan put their hands into the box, and one of them came out with the cloth. See, if the Kohen Gadol came out with it, very good. Then the Skan told the Kohen Gadol, pick up your hands. But let's say the Skan came out with it, so then, Nachum says it. Skan the Blazer, Skan, Mishum the Blazer. Haskan the Kohen Gadol, again, Machnis and Yodzim Kalfa. They both put the hands inside the box. If it came out to be in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, it says, "Gan Oimaloi, Ishi Kohen Gadol Hak B'Yemincham." So the Skan, the second one in charge, would tell the Kohen Gadol, "Very good, pick up your hand. Show everybody that you got it in your right hand." Let's say no, it came up in the right hand of the Skan Oilam. Then Rosh Beisav, the third one there, the Rosh Beisav Oimaloi. The Kohen Gadol, he would speak to Kohen Gadol and say, "Dover milecha," like you now say Chatas Lashem. We want the Kohen Gadol to do something, so we say, "You do Kodesh Lashem." For the Gemara of a name of Skan, why did the Skan say Kodesh Lashem? Kivud loisolik biyodei chol shadaitei, because it's not nice since the Kohen Gadol didn't get the girl in his hand, he feels bad. So a koponim will let him do something. A koponim will let him say Chatas Lashem. So here you see it's a machlokes. Our Mishnah says only the Kohen Gadol put his hands into the box. Mashenk, and here the Brisa says both of them, the Kohen Gadol and the Skan, both of them put their hands into the box to choose the girl. But my Kohen Gadol, what's the machlokes here? Masava yemino the Skan odif mismelo the Kohen Gadol. Once he says that the right hand of the Skan is better than the left hand of the Kohen Gadol, or masava kiadodininu, no, they're both equal. So the Vayan Mashra Fakir says this. Not that both of them put in all four hands. Hey, the first one holds, our Mishnah says, the Kohen Gadol put his two hands in there, his right hand and his left hand in there. The next price says, no, the Kohen Gadol put his right hand in there, and the Skan put his right hand in there. And the only two hands went in there. But it wasn't the Kohen Gadol's left hand, it was the Skan's right hand. That's the way they chose. And then, whichever one came out to be Lashem, that's it. If the word Lashem came out on the Kohen Gadol's right hand, so the Skan told the Kohen Gadol, pick up your right hand. If it came out to be in the Skan's right hand, then the third person, the Rosh Beizav, would tell the Kohen Gadol, like upon him, you should say, Chatas Lashem. So what's the machlokes? It's our mission holds that the left hand of the Kohen Gadol Geforot is better than the right hand of the Skan. Like he's more chash of the Kohen Gadol, so let him use his two hands. And the Brisa holds, no, Geforot, the right hand is more chashiv. So it's better to have two right hands, have the right hand of the Skan and the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, rather than having the left hand of the Kohen Gadol there also. So, Gadol, all right, we'll stop over here. You know, Lamates. You know, start over again. Lamates. Start the parak again. Go through Shnil again. Torach b'kalfi. He used to shake the kalfi, the box. To hella shnei gerolos. He picked out the two lotteries, two lots. Echot kosavol of l'shem. One was written l'shem. The echot kosavol of l'azozel. Is haskan b'mina v'rosh based av v'smoyli. Im shel shem ola b'minoi haskan oimoloi ishi kohen gozel hakba yimincho. If on his right hand came out the one Lashem, that was a chosh of a thing, he would say, pick up your right hand. V'yim shel shem ola b'smoyloi, if the lot that says Lashem in it came on his left hand, is then reish b'isav, oimoloi ishi kohen gadol, hak b'smolcho. Then not the Skan, but the other one, the reish b'isav, he would say, lift up your left hand. Nos the mashnei asirim, then he put it on front of the two serim in front of him. V'yom al Lashem chatas, and he said, the one that went Lashem, that should be l'chatas. Like Rashi says, he has the two serim, the two goats in front of him. Whatever comes up on the right hand, he puts on the right goat. What comes up on the left hand goes on the left goat. And he has to say that one that has Lashem, Chatas. We have Yishmolayim, Loihoi, Yitzorach, Loim, Chatas, Elo, Lashem. You didn't have to say the word Chatas, Pshita. He just said the word Lashem. Hashem HaMafarish. Whenever they said Hashem HaMafarish in the Beis HaMikdash, he used to answer back, Baruch Hashem. So tomorrow. Lomuli Torah for Kalfi, why do you have to shake the box? There the Kohen Gadol should not be able to see which one is the one that says Lashem on it, and it's a bigger chosh of a zach to have it in your right hand, so make sure to pick it up on his right hand. Therefore, we shake it up, he shouldn't know which one to pick. Oh my Rava, Kalfi shall eat chosha v'shachol chosha.
It was made out of wood, it was chol, and only was big enough to put two hands inside it. Maskla Ravina. That's good, it was only big enough for two hands to fit in, in order that the Kohen Gadol not be able to play around to tell which one is Lashem and take it in his right hand. So only two hands fit in, they can't play around with them. Ella shel chol nekatsha. Why wasn't it made out of Kodesh? Let it be a klisharis. Why was it only chol? The Moran says, Im kem hevele klisharis, shel eitz. O klisharis the eitz, lo yavdinen. That's the klal. We don't make a klisharis made out of wood. It has to be made out of metal. For the Gemara, good. V'nevda the kesef, v'nevda the zov, good. So make it out of silver, out of gold. But let it be a klisharis. Who are you doing a Kodesh trick a thing with it? You're making the gorillas for Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara, svara, atayra chosam, amayin shal Yisrael. The Torah didn't want you to spend too much money. It had rachmonis on our money. Therefore, it didn't tell us we have to make it out of gold or out of silver. It's enough just to make it out of wood. And once you make it out of wood, that's a svaros only made out of choil, not out of hegdish. So the Gemara masnisin leki aitana. Our mission is not go at this tana. The tanya we learned like this. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Weimer. Mishum Rebbe Lezer. That haskan v'koin godo machnisin yodo mekalfi. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, not like our Mishnah that says that the Kohen Gadol puts his two hands into the box to choose, but the Kohen Gadol and the Skan, they both put their right hand into the Kalfi to choose. In Biyamino, Yishol Kohen Gadol Olah, if the word Lashem comes on the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, is Haskan, Oymola Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagba Yimincha. Then the Skan tells the Kohen Gadol, very good, like Yashkoich, pick up your right hand, show everybody, that's the one Lashem came in your right hand. What about Vim Bimino Shoskan Oila? Let's say the word Lashem, that lottery came up in the Skan's hand, not in the Kohen Gadol's hand. Is then Rosh Beisav Oimeloi, the Kohen Gadol, Dabem Milecha. Then the Rosh Beisav would tell the Kohen Gadol, you say, and say the word Chatas Lashem. In other words, not to be Mavayish, the Kohen Gadol, we let him do something. And the Gemara says, V'nei Malei Skan, why doesn't the Skan himself say it? Since the Skan has in his right hand the Lashem, let him say Lashem Chatis. Now the Gemara Kivan the Loisolat Biyodei, since the Kohen Gadol didn't get the word Lashem in his hand, is Chol Shodaita. He's going to feel very bad. Therefore, we don't make him feel so bad. We let him at least say the word Chatis Lashem. That's why the Rosh Pesach tells the Skan, tells the Kohen Gadol, you at least say the word Kodesh Lashem. The Mar B'Maikom Iflugi. What's the Machloikis? Our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda holds the Skan and the Kohen Gadol both put their right hand to choose. And our Mishnah says no, the Kohen Gadol puts his two hands in. That Masovar Yemino the Skan or the Mismoil of the Kohen Gadol. Hey, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that we have to have the Choshev of two hands, and the right hand is more Choshev. Therefore, we take the Skan's right hand, which is more Choshev than the Kohen Gadol's left hand. Omasovar our Mishnah no. They're both shava. They're both. Each one has the mile. Each one has a chsaron. Gefort, it's the Kohen Gadol's left hand, but the other side is the right hand of the Skan. So since they both have miles, the kiadodininu, we let the Kohen Gadol do both already. That's what our mission holds. That the Kohen Gadol puts his two hands into the kalfi to pick the goyro. So the Gemara man hay tano to pola galed Rabbi Yehuda. Like, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that argues on Rabbi Yehuda and holds the gorillas were chosen with the two hands of the Kohen Gadol? And the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, Askan HaKohanim, who? It goes according to Chanina, Askan HaKohanim. The Tana we learned like this. Rabbi Chanina, Askan HaKohanim, Oimer. He used to say, Lomo Askan, or as Lama Askan, what's the purpose of having a Askan altogether? Is Miminoi, shall I go see the Bach says, Lomo Askan Mimin, or why is he on the right side? Yeah, why does he always go on the right side? So Chinin Askan HaKohanim says, Shem Iro Boi Psul, the Kohen Gadol. If something will happen wrong with the Kohen Gadol, have some type of psul, is Nichna Skan or Meshamish Tachtav. Then the Skan will come in and be Meshamish instead of the Kohen Gadol. But Mashma, up until we find the psul in the Kohen Gadol works, and the Skan does nothing. The Skan only does something when the Kohen Gadol has a psul. That's what our mission holds. That the Skan doesn't do anything. The Kohen Gadol puts his two hands into the kalfi to pick the gorillas. And the Skan is only used when there's a psul found in the Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, Lama Skan Yiminoi, Sha'ur Lech Tamad Yiminoi. Why does the Skan always go on the right side? Kach Omru B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak Alevi. That's the way the Gerus yells from Rabbi Yitzchak. V'ani Shemati, Rashi says, I hold the Gerus like this. Merabenu Yitzchak ben Yehuda that lo maskan memuna. That's the gears in the Gemara should be lo maskan memuna. What was the purpose the skan was appointed? What is his job? So the whole job of the skan is shim yirup sul. If something happens wrong with the Kohen Gadol, then he takes over. Avo kol zaman shlo yara by psul. But kol zaman nothing happened to the Kohen Gadol. Ein haskan oived shum avoy the birlam. The skan does nothing. The only thing to do is the Kohen Gadol. So that's like our Mishnah, that even to choose from the Kalfin, the two Geroloys, it was the two hands of the Kohen Gadol. He did both of them. The skan doesn't do anything until we find the psul with the Kohen Gadol. Tana Rabbon, Arboim Shono Sheshime Shimon HaTzadik. The 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol. This was the beginning of the Bayi Sheni. Ho Yegoyril Oyle B'Yamin. And we said that was a chashuv thing, if when the Kohen Gadol put his two hands into the Kalfi, that the right hand came up with the word Lashem. It's chashuv that Lashem should be on his right hand. So by Shimon HaTzadik, all the times it came up in his right hand. The 40 years he was the Kohen Gadol, all 40 years, the girl of Lashem came up in his right hand. Mekan v'yelech, after Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol after him, is Pamemoylo b'yamin, Pamemoylo b'smoil. Depends. Certain times it came up still in the right hand, certain times not, and then they weren't so choshev like Shimon HaTzadik, so certain times it only came up in the left hand. For Hayeloshen shall Zahorius melabin. It's all the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, the Loshen shall Zahorius. The piece of wool, it was red wool, that they used to tie around the Seri HaMishtalech, and then they used to throw it away. And the simon happened was that if a Kodesh Baruch was Meichel Klai Yisrael, that red piece of wool turned white. So all the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik turned white. Mikan V'elach, after that, after him, Pomim Malabin, Pomim Malabin. Certain times, some years it did turn white, and certain years it didn't turn white. The Drashi Loshim Soz Horius. Semer Sorek combed out wool, or Moshe Kimin Loshin, like a tongue, or Tzvua Edom, it was dyed red. The Koishra Moisev Roish Seyem Mashtalech used to tie this piece of wool around the head of the Seyem Mashtalech. Voyim Alabim Yelev, and it would turn white by itself. Vuhusimin Shemochla Kodesh Bochol Yisrael. Shenem Miyuch Atoechem Keshonim Kashelag Yalvinu. The white is Loshin, and Kodesh Bochol was Moichel. Vaitev Voyuner Marovi Doilek. All his 40 years, the Ner Marovi was always lit. Mekan v'yelech pomim delech pomim kova. Certain times it lit the whole night, certain times it didn't, it went out. So Rashi says, Hoyenea ma'rovi delech, li'achas shekovu shar kol ha'neiros. Means even after all the other neiros went out, this was like the nes, that the Ner ma'rovi was still lit. V'yafal pi shirimenu maskel lahadlik, arvis. Even though that was the first one to light. So the chura, since you lit that one first, that one should go out first. No, it was a nes, the Ner ma'rovi went out last. It lit longer than the other ones. That it used to be the last one that you have to fix off the Atovas Neiros in the morning. What's the Edis? Where do we see the Shechinas in the Beis HaMikdash? That's the nest we see by the Ner Maravi. They put oil in the same size as the other ones. This was the first one to be lit and the last one to go out. So that was the nes. Now v'ezel ner marovi, what is considered, which ner is called the ner marovi? Laman di yom eshiva saneris durim mizrach amariv. It's a machlokes exactly how the menorah was. One says the menorah was between east and west, mizrach amariv. Is a melo, which one is called marovi? They're all facing. Is Kori ner marovi ner sheni shesamach l'rishon sheba mizruch. When you start on the mizruch side, the second one going towards the mariv, that's called ner marovi. Kiritna nichnas echod v'nimtza shtei neiros mizruchis dokus. After the first one, the second one, that's called ner marovi already. Now laman diyomar that the menorah was sofen v'dorim, it was put faket sofen v'dorim nisunim is hoyu emtsiuson ponev misubin kalpe mariv. The middle one was facing to a Marav. For who Kori Marovi? The middle one, there were seven Neiros. So the middle one, that was called Ner Marovi. And it was facing towards Marav's side. Vishar HaNeiros, Mitzadadim Pneim Kalpiyam Tzoyim. And the other three on the right side, three on the left side, were facing towards the middle Ner Marovi. That was the Ner Marovi, and that was the nest that it used to burn the longest. So, but the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was there, it always happened. After him, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Right? Another thing was, for Hoya Eish, Shel Marocha Miskaber, the Marocha Gederlo that they fixed up in the morning, the wood they put there in the morning, was enough for it to burn the whole day. Throughout the whole day, they did not have to add more wood to the maroch. It was like a nest, that the morning's stack of wood was enough for the whole day. Only there was a mitzvah, but by the Talmud, Shal Ben Habayim, there's a mitzvah again to bring the shnei gziriyetzim, two big pieces of wood. In order to be mekayim the mitzvah of etzim, but not that they really needed it. It was a nest that the wood in the morning was enough for the whole day. So Drashi, Voyesh Hamarochim is Gaber, Vidurlik Mela Beloy Tesis Eitzim. The wood in the morning was enough to burn the whole day without extra wood. Once they fit it up in the morning, set it up in the morning, you didn't need any more the rest of the day. Chutz Mishnei Gziri Eitzim, Shobein Rabayim, Shein Choyt Gemino Pirkin Liel. By Tomit Shobein Rabayim, there's also a mitzvah to bring the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. So not the how to do. Mikan v'elich, though, after the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, then, Pomim Miskaber, sometimes it's also like a net, the fire was burning enough from the wood in the morning, the whole day, and Pomim Miskaber, but certain times, no, the fire they saw come out was going out, all the wood was burnt up already. And certain times, the Kahanim Mamish were busy the whole day, feeding wood to the fire, to keep the fire going. As the fire didn't go by itself anymore, but it only went if he added wood. So the whole day the Kohanim were busy adding wood to the Marocha. Another nest happened, B'shas Shimon HaTzadik, V'nishtalcha Brocha Boimer. There was always a Brocha in the Korban Oimer, the second day Pesach, over Shtei HaLechem that comes on Shavuos, over Lechem upon him on every Shabbos. V'chol Koyin Shemegia Kezayis. Any Koyin that was there to get even a small amount, just a Kezayis, of any one of these, is Yesh Oichloi V'sova. He ate it and he was satisfied. It was a nest that the little kezayis that he ate filled him up. Some people even ate this little kezayis and had left over. It was too much for them. But they took one little bite of the kezayis and it filled them up. After the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, then there was like a klola that came to the oimer. So Rashi says, meir means sheino masbiyai. Then it didn't fill you up the little bit. It filled you up like any other food. And you're only filled up if you ate a nice big portion of the oimer, or else the shtei lechem. Is nishtalcha meira b'oimer over shtei lechem, over lechem aponim, and all three. V'chol koyin magia kapul. Anytime a koyin only got the size of a pool, so Rashi says, min she'ena kezayis, me'yachesh shiro she'ena mazbiya, tznuyim oishchen eshideim. Whenever they got a small amount, so Hatznuyim, the nicer people, Moshchin Eshideim, they took the hands away. In other words, it wasn't Kedai for them to take it, because it was so small, and there was no Brocha then, it wouldn't satisfy you, so it wasn't Kedai to take it. But Rashi says, Avo Vimei Shimon, but at the time when Shimon HaTzadik was alive, Es Mi Shemegia Kapul, Lohoye Moshchin Eshideim. Anybody that would even receive the size of a pool, the size of a small bean, would take it, because there was a Brocha then, that even that size would do something to you. But after Shimon HaTzadik, there was no brachim. So if you only got a small size, a choshevat koyin, Stam didn't take it. V'agaganim, but the freses, the chapis, noitlim, they chapped it. V'yoichlin, and they ate it. U'maisa b'yechad shenota chelkar v'chelek haveroi. One koyin chapped the chelek for himself, and took his friend, he chapped away the friend's portion also. V'yikorin oisa, they called this koyin now, Ben Chamsin, they called him a chapa. Ben Chamsin,